This is Ian Placid at Molesey Football Club. The final score today was Molesey FC 2, Guildford City 3. I'm here with manager Kev Rayner. I feel that that's been long due, and I think the team really showed what they're capable of.
Yeah, I mean, as I've been saying to everyone, it's been difficult with numbers and everything else. You know, there's some of the senior and quality players back in. As soon as they're back in, I knew we'd be fine. I'm not really worried about anything else. It's a lot stronger today. We had defenders, we had midfielders, we had attackers, but unfortunately, Anthony Hall left us with a slight problem at 10 to 11 this morning. The other one or two of the other keepers we had around were nowhere near Molesey, so one on the bench going down to Bromley and one in Gillingham, so we had a problem. But thankfully, I mean, Anthony Baker has played Sundays in goal and he has an absolutely superb goal in the game and absolutely faultless. But in front of him, I felt it was probably the strongest lineup we've had this year. All the lads are committed now for the rest of the season. You've still got one or two others to add to that, and we'd be absolutely fine for the rest of the year. But it's pleasing to get the result. I thought first half was quality.
And so you were saying about the goalkeeping crisis, I thought Anthony Baker, I mean, he's not supposed to be a goalkeeper, as you said, he's played Sunday football, but he looked like he was very capable at goalkeeping. And did it surprise you, actually?
A little bit, but we had a look at Ryan or Anthony before, and be honest with you, yeah, it was a toss-up between the two. But Anthony's played basketball at a good level, and I think that showed. I mean, he's very good. Anything in the air just come and caught so comfortably. He looked a bit of a natural keeper, to be honest, but he didn't look out of place at all. I think maybe once positional first half, maybe one of the goals second, but he was quality. I mean, most pleasing for me at 3-2, the guys drilled a free kick at the edge of the box, bottom corner, and he's actually saved it and kept hold of it. Absolutely fantastic save. So, you know, I think he's had a great game, Anthony. He stepped up, stepped in today and done superbly. I thought Tom Penson, and you know, he's gone, which causes us a little bit more pressure. And I think if Ben and Tom hadn't come off, Ben obviously injured, I think we'd have won the game 3-0. But losing them two puts under a little bit of pressure. But yeah, we saw it out well, and deservedly so. I mean, we had good chances. Colton could have scored twice at 3-0 and 3-1, I think, or 3-2. Two absolute worked the effort perfectly, but he should have just slotted. He knows that. So he made hard work the last couple of minutes, but deservedly won the game, no question at all.
As you were just saying, I think my personal opinion is that 3-2 flatters Molesey, in my opinion.
Yeah, totally. I think they would have known we'd have been a bit stronger today just looking at the team sheet, but it's been unfortunate we haven't had the strongest side out yet. I mean, you know, it's probably two or three times this year we've had it out, and we've probably picked it every time. But moving forward, all the boys are committed. We brought one or two in to add to what we had, and yeah, they're all doing well, and everyone enjoyed Tuesday night, everyone enjoyed today, and we can move on and certainly start to climb that table. That's what it's all about.
It's one of those things that, have you felt the pressure of it all, and have kind of, you look at the result and you're 3-2, it's all really close, but I mean, deserve to win it by more. But I mean, how are your feelings on it?
Yeah, I've not felt it at all. I mean, I know it's difficult without some of the players in. I mean, you know, anyone who wanted to listen to me, I've told people before, yeah, once people are back in, we've got no problem. We've got a really strong squad, and we're certainly as good as Molesey. They're at the top half of the table where we should be, but unfortunately we haven't had the players. So without the players, yeah, there's not a lot you can do, but we're certainly as good as they are all day long.
I think I spoke about it on Tuesday night, but Carlton and Steph, I don't think there's any better in this league. What? Or as good.
They're an absolute handful, and so they should be. I mean, they've both got plenty of rhyme and experience, and, you know, like I say, they've come into the signed up, and unfortunately haven't had everyone together. But, you know, with those two up there and people in feeding them, you know, I'm pleased and looking forward to the next few games. I mean, Jordan Phillips, to my book, has been outstanding. He's only 18. Yeah, and again, we had to look after him a bit today. He had a bit of an injury, so he had to come off as well. But, yeah, no, I thought we all enjoyed the game. And I've not been under any pressure whatsoever. I thought we've been unlucky in a lot of the games we've thrown away, but we just haven't had the experience. So if everyone back today, we've had a chance. The only one missing today was Hawley, so I'm sure he'll be as pleased as anyone that we've got a win.
I think your assistant manager has been saying a lot on forum, saying about that things like having to change the team from what happened last year, obviously it's a confidence denter, but I think with South Park you show that things are going in the right direction, and a result like today really gets the fans on side, I feel.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, honestly, I know, I think one or two I thought, oh god, you know what's going on this year, but we just haven't had we've had a good squad sign, but unfortunately we haven't been able to get them all out, and we've added one or two in because we couldn't rely on one or two people, and I think that's shown Tuesday, today, and again hopefully on Saturday. I mean, players are all here and committed, and we're with that lot we've got, we'll certainly start to, everyone can enjoy the football. I thought we played some great stuff first half, and we should have been pretty much out of sight first half, but unfortunately we weren't. We should have again perhaps gone further ahead in the second half, but we didn't. We put ourselves under a little bit of pressure with one or two rash decisions from Peter, but I thought we deservedly won the game. So yeah, happy.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, Kev, and good luck for next week against Littlehampton.
All right, cheersy.